At this point, we're going to move along and be joined by Buffalo head coach Jeff Quinn. Do we have Jeff on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. We'll let you go ahead and open and touch upon Saturday's road contest at Tennessee, and then let you move forward and discuss having Ohio coming into Buffalo this coming Saturday at 3:30.
Well, going into the game, we saw a very talented football team in Tennessee with good speed and size, and you know, obviously well coached. You know, their personnel matched up with ours, and their playmaking ability. They just had too many big plays, and certainly I was pleased to know that our football team got better in a couple areas, especially special teams. And as I told them, I said we're going to keep things in perspective, and you know, we're going to be a better football team because we play the top SEC school, and you know, now we got to get we got to move past that point and get ready for Ohio this weekend and start up our MAC play.
Again, a reminder for our writers, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Quinn and all of our head coaches. Jeff, when you look back at last Saturday, again, a road trip to Tennessee, it's a special opportunity for you and the program to be able to provide your student-athletes that experience of playing in that kind of setting. Talk about what it meant to take a trip down to Tennessee.
Yeah, it was a great environment. You know, this is a great program, and you know, people in Tennessee, you know, are very, very passionate about their football and the environment. There was a lot of energy in the stadium. You know, Coach Johnny Majors was there, and it was just you can tell how exciting it is to play in that kind of environment week in and week out. And I think our kids really gained a tremendous amount of experience and really got some confidence. You know, there were some individual plays that were made in that game that I really felt like our kids came out of it knowing that, hey, we're playing against one of the best, and there was moments in that game where we held our own. Their quarterback is outstanding. They've got a great receiving core and offensive line, but at the end of the day, you know, I felt our kids are going to be a better football team because of that experience and having that opportunity.
Looking ahead to this coming Saturday, you've got a Ohio Bobcat team that comes into UB Stadium. They're 4-1, and they present some challenges for you both offensively and defensively. Can you talk about those challenges and what you need to be successful in to win this Saturday?
Well, quarterback Tyler Tennelton is an outstanding quarterback. He's got 12 touchdowns on the year, one interception. You know, he's producing over 270 yards a game, and you know, their offense is putting up points. And you know, that's the thing that that you're looking for. That's what we're trying to establish here: is an offense that can move the chains, put points on the board, be explosive. He's got a good core group of running backs, wide receivers, and then defensively. I mean, they're keeping offenses out of the end zone. They're one of the top scoring defenses, so it's going to be a tremendous challenge. They're sound in their special teams game, so overall this is a very, very talented football team, well coached, and you know, we've got to do our part in preparation, and as we talk about it every week, you know, we're not going to change our mindset as to how we need to go about getting ready for OU, but we start our second game in the MAC, and you know, we feel strongly that our kids are up for the challenge, and we're going to see, I'm as eager as anybody to see how we fare up against one of the better teams in the East Division.
As you move into conference play, and again, I know the first road conference game was a setback at Ball State, but as you move into home conference play, talk about the effectiveness and how important it is for you to have a leader like Chaz Anderson at the quarterback position as you get into the heart of our conference schedule.
Chaz is a tremendous competitor, and you know, his work ethic in terms of preparing and just his mindset. I mean, he's just got a single-minded focus. He's a pure football player. He's got a tremendous amount of competitive fire in his body, and you know, he brings others along, and that's what you love about a quarterback who leads by example, who will go out there and regardless of the score, regardless of the circumstances, is going to continue fighting and competing for full quarters of football, and that's what Chaz does, and a very talented young player, a young man, and you know, couldn't be more proud to have him. You know, we need to get our offense rolling. You know, that's one of the things that I feel at this point that we have not really taken advantage of our playmaking ability. We need to do more, you know, in regards to getting our playmakers making those key plays in critical situations, and Chaz understands that, and we're going to try to, you know, really get those plays called and get our kids in the right position to compete.
you have an opportunity with not only this coming Saturday with a home game, but you play two of your next three games at home, and mm-hmm. certainly that's going to create an opportunity for success, won't it?
Well, exactly, and, you know, we always talk about our kids, you know, listen, you take care of your home turf. I said, if you win all your home games, you're a bowl-eligible team. If you win on the road, you're a championship team, and, you know, and certainly we haven't done enough winning, you know, at this point, and we need to get back to that and, you know, and not concern ourselves with the overall scope of where we are at this point, because we've played some out-of-league games, some tough ones, you know, and the Connecticut game was, you know, was one that we let slip through our fingers. Same thing went on the road at Ball State. You know, two games that were we were right in the, you know, right in the thick of things, right towards the bitter end. And that's just a mindset. You know, you got to learn how to finish and learn how to dig a little deeper when those moments take place. And our kids, you know, are growing, they're developing, they're working at it. And you know, we just got to keep coaching them and getting closer and closer each and every week. But you got to get the outcome, because if not, then you're going to lose a little bit of that energy and that little bit of that enthusiasm that this game requires in order for you to keep sustaining yourself for seven more games.
Jeff, I'll ask you to comment on one individual, and that's senior Terrell Jackson. He became the school's all-time leader in both career kickoff returns and career return yardage with last Saturday's performance. Talk about how special of a young man Terrell is to you and for the program.
Just another, you know, fine young man, and you know, has done an outstanding job in regards to handling those duties outside the wide receiver position. A lot of times, you find, you know, your best athletes and your best players, the guys that are, you know, the team guys, are the ones that can go in and be a punt returner, kick returner, special teams guy, and Terrell's taken a great deal of pride in that. And they always tell the NFL scouts to come in because they've obviously have been looking at him because of that ability to be able to return punts. I said he's got a tremendous sense and feel for what the surrounding coverage is doing. He just has an incredible mindset that every catch is, or every kick is going to be caught, and that he can make a guy miss right at the point of attack. And then obviously with the rest of his guys, he's able to change the outcome of games. And I think he's taken a great deal of pride in that, and to be able to have that is something that leaves it, you know, leaves a legacy in his name, and with the rest of the guys that have gone out there to help him accomplish that, says volumes about this young man and what he's done for our football program.
Well, Jeff, at this point, we'll let you get back to your preparations for Ohio this coming Saturday. Again, thank you for your time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Again, Buffalo will be hosting Ohio this coming Saturday at 3:30. That game will be on Time Warner Cable Sportsnet from UB Stadium. We're going to move along and be joined by Temple head coach Steve Adazio. Do we have Steve on the line? Good morning, Steve.
How are you guys doing?